Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
MJF is leaning towards leaving AEW. Plus, Roman Reigns is off Hell in a Cell. And we have our title match main event for Impact Slammiversary. For Friday, May the 13th, 2022, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Guys, you don't want me to talk about 2024? That's funny, neither does the guy in the back. Don't worry about it.
It was reported a little while back, MJF was frustrated, as was Tony Khan in AEW. Those two had a little bit of a back and forth following MJF appearing on Ariel Helwani's podcast without giving the nod to AEW that he was going to do it. But there's bigger issues here. MJF has said that for the role that he plays within the company, he feels underpaid. A contract that he signed for 5 years a few years ago, all of a sudden, isn't as much compared to what some of the people he is working with in rivalries that are doing very well for the company are earning. And this led to some frustration between the parties, MJF and AEW. Well, Fightful Select are reporting this morning that MJF is still frustrated in AEW. And on top of that, he is currently leaning towards leaving AEW when his deal expires in 2024. Now, obviously, when we talk about him leaving, it won't happen before 2024. He is signed into a deal there, and I can't imagine him wanting to find such a reason to jump out of it early. Fightful go on to say, as with anything, plenty can change, as he's got 2 years remaining on his contract, and negotiations have been mentioned to him. However, we're not sure if that's necessarily a renegotiation of his current deal or an extension after the fact. We have been told he is 100%, or we haven't been told that he is 100% on leaving the company, simply leaning towards leaving it. Where would he go? Well, the easy money. The most obvious answer is a run in WWE in 2024. There certainly has been intrigue, according to sources, in the work that MJF is doing. And from MJF's side as well, he's keen to work some magic in WWE too. He was speaking on Barstool Wrestling with Brandon Walker, and he said some of the people he would like to work with, mentioning Seth Rollins and a man he has been compared to recently, The Miz. Sammy Guevara responded to the news of MJF possibly not re-signing with AEW with a tweet simply saying, "I hope he doesn't." So that's nice. It's very storyline-y, so don't read too much into that. Just a fun little thing to add. So as it stands this morning, whilst MJF is still All Elite until 2024, there are still frustrations to be ironed out. And if they are not done so before the beginning of 2024, we may see another major star from AEW head to WWE.
WWE Hell in a Cell Premium Live Event, live from Chicago, Sunday, June 5th, 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific. Streaming exclusively on Peacock.
The contract situation of Roman Reigns has dominated the news over the past few days. That conversation in Trenton, New Jersey, where he talked about the new phase of his life coming up, led to the revelation that Roman Reigns has a new WWE deal that includes less dates. Now, it looks as if it's taking effect almost immediately. And one of those big dates that Roman Reigns is missing out on, according to sources, is Hell in a Cell, WWE's next premium live event coming up in June. His name has been removed from internal listings and his face does not appear on any of the marketing for the event next month. On top of this, Dave Meltzer on Wrestling Observer Radio revealed that Roman is indeed off the Chicago pay-per-view in June at time of recording. And as we've said before, his new deal, according to Dave Meltzer, is not dissimilar to Brock Lesnar's deal, but with a few additional TV appearances. So he'll be on telly a little bit more than Lesnar, but not loads more than Brock Lesnar, if you see what I mean. Now, the promotional material for Hell in a Cell features Cody Rhodes very prominently in the middle, along with Bianca Belair, Ronda Rousey, Seth Rollins, Bobby Lashley, Edge, and Drew McIntyre. It would suggest that the Cody Rhodes-Seth Rollins blow-off, which will presumably be inside Hell in a Cell, will take center stage on that particular night, especially since Roman Reigns is not factored into it.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
We could see another star from NXT UK making their move to NXT 2.0 off of America. So last night on NXT UK, Ilya Dragunov defeated Jordan Devlin to retain the NXT United Kingdom Championship in a loser leaves NXT UK match. So consequently, Jordan Devlin is leaving NXT UK. Post-match, Nigel McGuinness on commentary says that NXT UK is proud of Devlin and he knows that wherever he goes next, he will make NXT UK proud. So the speculation is that we can expect to see Jordan Devlin on the United States side of things very, very soon as part of NXT 2.0. Now, recently we've seen A-Kid and Nathan Frazier making a journey across the Atlantic to join NXT of USA, and it looks as if Jordan Devlin is heading that way too. Staying with 2.0, John Pollock of Post Wrestling has revealed that NXT is scheduled to resume live events once again in June. Now, it looks as if for the time being, those live events are going to be exclusively in Florida. We're going back to what was known as the Coconut Loop in NXT. This is the smaller shows, smaller venues that give the chance for the talent to get a few reps in between episodes of NXT on a Tuesday night. I genuinely think for the current roster that we have, this is the absolute best thing that we can have for them. Somewhere where they can get a few reps in. And the main event of Impact Slammiversary is set. By virtue of winning the Gauntlet for the Gold last night on Impact, Eric Young is the number one contender for the Impact World title. He will face Josh Alexander in the main event of Slammiversary in July. Eric Young, very much a TNA / Impact OG, is a two-time world champion in that promotion, and I spoke to him recently for an episode of Desert Island Graps. We talked about a whole bunch of things, including that first run as TNA World Champion and some of the behind-the-scenes stuff on that night he won.
The night I won the world title from Nick Aldis is Bobby's rooms at that point in his contract, his rooms were covered by TNA Wrestling and mine weren't. And it wasn't that I could afford my own room, but it didn't matter. We were just so used to staying with each other. I would always stay with him. And there was something going on in Orlando at the time. So it's the night I beat Aldis for my very first world title. I slept on a pullout couch in Bobby Roode's room with the belt on the bed. The worst pullout couch of all time. The first night as world heavyweight champion, wow. I slept on a pullout couch in his like little living room area of his room.
So, that's a hell of a way to begin a title run.
Just the absolute prestige and glamour of the professional wrestling world. A little peek behind the curtain.
A very different Eric Young is stepping up to Josh Alexander in the main event of Impact Slammiversary. Also on the show in June, I said July earlier, ignore me. Also on the show in June, we'll have the first ever Queen of the Mountain match and an Ultimate X match for the X Division Championship. June the 19th, live on pay-per-view, we have Impact Wrestling Slammiversary. A brand new episode of the Cultaholic Wrestling Podcast drops on your podcast feed later on today. It is Ross, it is Jack, and it is Matthew talking about this bloody week in the wrestling, among other things, including taking your questions from the mailbag, doing your Reese's Pieces, the Hall of Fame, or your favourites a little later on today on the Cultaholic podcast feed and at youtube.com/Cultaholic. Brand new episode of the classic SmackDown review is on your podcast feed on Saturday as well. Matthew, Greg and I back in 2001, A Space Odyssey, talking about SmackDown on the road to WWF Backlash 2001. We have a lot of laughs all along the way as well. I hope you'll join us for Saturday morning for the classic SmackDown review. Fraser Porter brings us Curly Whirly Fridays once again tonight at 6 p.m. BST. Fraser looking to finally see off Uncharted. Good luck to him. It's a belter of a game. He's getting so close now. And maybe, just maybe, we'll see it gone later today. Join him tonight from 6 o'clock. Show some love to Fraser as he continues to embark in the gruesome world of Twitch. Twitch.tv/Cultaholic tonight from 6 BST. And I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.